Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Do the most high lost, please, and things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under his love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water.
Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. All praises to the Most High God of Israel. We want to say welcome to another episode of the Sounds of Living Waters. I am Joe Israel of the Sounds of Living Waters, also coming to Ministries and the Commonwealth of Israel. We are in the midst of a study of the women of the Bible, and we are dealing with the last part of Leah and Rachel. Amen. We found out they played a giant part in the Word of God. And as we conclude this study, we're going to see that their part was enormous before God in Christ. I want to thank the God of Israel for allowing them to share their testimony with us and also giving us a mind to receive it. We also want to thank the Father for even opening our understanding that we will receive those things from them as well. So praise be to the Father for those things. So before we get started, we like to approach the Father and ask him to bless those things that belong to him as we go forward in them. Amen.
Amen.
So, and tonight, here with me is my wonderful Rhea Serene Israel. Serene happening means peace, serenity. Say shalom, Rhea.
Shalom, family. Grace and peace be unto you.
Amen. Shalom, family. Okay, well, we can ask our brothers and sisters. We can ask the brothers to stand and face Jerusalem. And we can ask our sisters. We can ask our brothers first to uncover their head and stand and face Jerusalem and uncover their head as we approach their father, our father. And we can ask our sisters if they can cover their head and stand and face Jerusalem as we approach the Father. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Blessed is he that considereth the poor. The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. The Lord will preserve him and keep him alive, and he shall be blessed upon the earth. And thou wilt not deliver him until the will of his enemy. verse 3. The Lord will strengthen him upon the bed of languishing. Thou wilt make all his bed in his sickness. I said, Lord, be merciful unto me. Heal my soul, for I have sinned against thee. My enemies speak evil of me. Verse 5. My enemies speak evil of me. When shall he die and his name perish? Wow. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Psalms 41. Verse 6. And if he came to see me, he speaketh vanity. His heart gathereth iniquity to itself. When he goeth abroad, he telleth it. Wow. 7. All that hate me whisper together against me. Against me do they devise my heart. An evil disease, say they, cleaveth fast unto him. And now that he lieth, he shall arise up no more. Verse 9. Yea, my own familiar friend, in whom I trusted, which did eat of my bread, hath lifted up his heel against me. 10. But thou, O Lord, be merciful unto me, and raise me up,
amen,
that I may requite them.
Amen.
11. By this I know that thou favorest me, because my enemy doeth not triumph over me. As for me, thou upholdest me in my integrity. As for me, thou upholdest me in my integrity, and settest me before thy face forever. Blessed be the Lord, God of Israel, from everlasting and to everlasting. Amen and amen. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. I read Psalms 41, verses 1 through 13. In Jesus' holy precious mighty name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, have mercy on our sins and allow us into your kingdom. Father, have mercy and send forth both physical and spiritual gifts upon us. And Father, have mercy on our teachers, our elders, and our brethren in their families. Father, have mercy on them that don't know you, God, but delight in blessing us because they see your light and kindness upon us, Father. Have mercy on them and their families as well. And Father, have mercy on our children and our children's children and their children and their families. And Father, have mercy and send forth your Holy Spirit and give us a mind to perceive, eyes to see and ears to hear, and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and faith to perform it. And Father, have mercy on them that hear us and send forth your Holy Spirit upon them as well. And have mercy on them. And give them, too, a mind to perceive and eyes to see and ears to hear and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding and a faith to perform it. In Jesus' name we pray for your mercy to sit through our house. Amen. So we want to say welcome everyone to another episode of the Sounds of Living Waters. And two, we are still in the study of women of the Bible. We are dealing with Leah and Rachel. This is part 3. And we're hoping and praying that everybody brought their King James Bible as we proceed with this study. Last night we dealt with Leah and Rachel.
Amen.
And the Father had a lot to say concerning their walk before the kingdom. We can only hope and pray that our works can be conversated before God as he testified of theirs.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. As we've seen that their conversation is through time. Their conversation is before the throne. And that conversation spoke life into this creation.
Amen.
So if we can get started, we're going to start this in.
I've got to go live on Facebook first. Right. And I'm just cleaning my glasses. Hold on one. Un momento. Cleaning my glasses.
That's all right. We got plenty of time.
So much time. Okay. Good.
I know she can't read without her glasses.
I'm going to put my contacts on. I don't have my contacts.
Thank God for that.
I don't know if I should get that. Laser.
I don't even have that conversation right now, but I don't know. Thank God for not having to do those things.
Right, but thank God I have glasses contacts.
I just wonder how people got along without that all these
years. I know.
So. With that being said, you're going to
go
live
on Facebook, right? And make sure that did you do it already? If you did, for real. And make sure that it's not, you have to do this, baby. There you go, because last time you were like, the table was shaking.
A lot.
Got it?
I got it.
And we're good.
Amen.
Amen. Keeping it real.
Hey, man. So we also want to welcome Facebook, my family on Facebook, as we go into this study of Leah and Rachel, part 3. And we are dealing with the mothers of the Bible. Mothers of the Bible. What do you mean the mothers of the Bible? I mean, we always talk about, you know, our elders, King David and Solomon and things like that, which is a good dig. I mean, it's a great research. I'm not knocking that. I just think that there's something left out. As we found out, it was a lot left out just from the conversation of Leah and Rachel. And we're going to finish this conversation this evening, not saying that we're completing the conversation because there's a lot to be seen. It's a lot to learn. So as we encourage our brothers and sisters to read their Bibles, you know, you can find for yourself, Shalom, Sister Marcia, you can find for yourself that when you research these things, things start jumping off the page for you and you start seeing these things for yourself. And that's why we ask our brothers and sisters to read their Bibles. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So let's start this in Proverbs chapter 7 and 4. Proverbs 7 and 4, and we ask this question, did they fulfill this portion of the law? Were they wisdom? Were they kinswomen? Of course. According to what we read, there was more than that. They were also prophetess. And I mean, they spoke things through time that's still running. You see, so they was just more than just a story. You know, and that's the bad part about when we have a serious lack of understanding. We tend to look at their story as just that. It's just a story. It's not. It's not. They are the foundations of the kingdom of God.
Amen.
So to insult Sarah, Rebecca, Leah, Rachel, at any point, and thinking that we have that in us to do that, we don't know God. And we don't believe in the law or the scriptures. So with that being said, let's start this in Proverbs chapter 7 and verse 4. When you receive it, read.
Amen. Proverbs 7 and 4 reads, say unto wisdom, thou art my sister, and call understanding thy kinswoman.
So now, is Leah and Rachel wisdom or understanding? Are they sisters or are they kinswomen? Well, we found out they fulfill that to the letter. Amen? Go to Proverbs chapter 8 and verse 1.
Amen. Proverbs 8:1 reads, doeth not wisdom cry, and understanding put forth her voice?
Mm-hmm.
She standeth in the top of high places, by the way, in the places of the path.
Mm-hmm.
She crieth at the gates, at the entry of the city, at the coming in at the doors. Unto you, O men, I call, and my voice is to the sons of men.
So she stand in the path. Of the path of righteousness, the path that lead on a life. And also she says she stands at the gates, at the doors. So do Sarah and Rebecca and Leah and Rachel fit these criterias? This is what we're going to find out. You know, because it's a lot going on. It's a lot of bad mouth in these conversations.
Yes.
If as though we have the audacity to even bring those things to our mouths. And we do not. We do not. In fact, we ought to be ashamed of ourselves because we shouldn't even be allowed to even look at this. In fact, God took these things from us as a people.
Mm-hmm.
And now here we are looking at it again. And once again, we are mocking the book. We're mocking the matriarchs. We're mocking the patriarchs. We're picking and choosing what we want.
Right.
And we can't do that.
Amen.
So she said, the God of Israel said, she said through the word, she said, I stand at, she cried at the gate, at the entry of the cities, at the coming in at the doors, unto you, O man, I call, and my voice is to the sons of man, as we found out last night, that she named the gates of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
She named the gates of New Jerusalem. So she is there. That is Leah and Rachel here. Mm-hmm. You see. Skip down to 22.
Okay. Proverbs 8 and 22.
Yes, ma'am.
22 reads, the Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way, before his works of old. I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning or ever the earth was.
So the other thing is, are they predestinated?
Because
he said this, he said, the God of Israel set me up from the beginning of his ways, anything. And he said before, he said, I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning. When he said, in the beginning, she was there in the beginning. Do they fit this criteria? Are they predestinated? See, and we got some of us want to mock these people, and they were predestinated.
Amen.
So do Leah and Rachel fit this criteria? Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 3. Ephesians 1 and 3. When you receive it, read.
Amen. Ephesians there it is, chapter 1, and verse 3 reads, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord, Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings and heavenly places in Christ, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world."
See, there go that conversation. So we can see now that he said he possessed me before the beginning of his ways, before the world was, before there was a heaven or earth. He possessed me from the beginning. So there this conversation is taking place. Continue.
Amen. Ephesians 1 and 4, "According as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love."
Look, he said, and that we should be what? Holy,
holy
and without blame before him in love.
Amen.
So we can't blame them. We can't even find fault in nothing they did or anything.
That's right.
We better be careful about the things that we doing before God and Christ.
Mm-hmm.
That's that conversation.
Yeah.
We got teachers teaching lessons against them, teaching us to mock them. And so much mock why they got more than one, you know, Jacob having more than one wife. Man, you ain't got nothing to do with that. All you supposed to do is just teach the book.
Amen.
You got people saying that Leah must have been ugly and this, that, and the other. And the book don't say that. It just said that Rachel was beautiful and beautiful. And that Leah was tenderhearted.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? You know, people sit up there saying that the same person that's saying that she was ugly may find out that she looked exactly like her. Mm-hmm. And that she wasn't ugly at all.
Amen.
You see, it's just that Rachel just happened to look a little bit better. That's
Amen.
All.
Amen.
The book don't say she was ugly, so we can't add nothing to the book, and we can't take nothing out of it. So we can't be insulting her character, especially here when he said before him in love.
Mm-hmm.
He said before him in love. Read on.
Amen. Ephesians 1 and 4, "According as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love."
Continue.
"Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. 6, to praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved."
Ain't that something? He
Amen.
Said, he done said it like 3-4 times that they be loved. We can't knock that.
Amen.
We can't sit up here and judge Jacob, Abraham, none of that, because God in Christ said they are beloved. We can't even throw a pebble at that because we don't want to offend a God that said that.
Amen.
Skip down to verse 11.
Ephesians 1 and 11?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 11 reads, "And whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will."
Amen. So that's that thing. So he said, having predestinated us to the purpose of him. Do they have a purpose?
Amen.
What were their purpose?
Amen.
What is the purpose of Leah and Rachel? What did they bring to the book? What did they bring to the kingdom?
Amen.
That's that conversation. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go to Genesis chapter 1. Genesis chapter 1. And let's pick it up at verse 29.
Amen. Genesis 1 and 29 reads, "And God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing
Mm-mm.
seed."
Genesis 29 and 24, forgive me.
Okay.
I'm so into my Genesis.
I know.
My creation.
The creation.
Have mercy on me.
Genesis
29 and 24. Whenever I say Genesis, I'm already creation.
Amen. Genesis 29.
Okay, let's look at this a little further. Forgive Amen. Me. 29, 24. When you receive it, read.
Genesis chapter 29 and verse 24 reads, "And Laban gave unto his daughter Leah Zilpah, his maid for an handmaid."
So Jacob went to Mesopotamia, mm-hmm. to his uncle's house, mm-hmm. to find a wife, because Isaac told him, go there and get you a wife and things like that. So we covered that. So now Laban pulled a fast one on him and gave Leah to Jacob him for wife instead of Rachel, but he promised Rachel him first. So Laban is the problem here, not the conversation and not the matrimony. Continue.
Verse 25.
Skip down. Read 25. Yes, ma'am.
Genesis 29 and 25 reads, "And it came to pass that in the morning, behold, it was Leah. And he said to Laban, what is this thou hast done unto me?"
That's the problem. And that's the problem that happened. It wasn't an idea that Jacob and Leah, and he also married Rachel, was an issue. The issue was that Laban deceived him.
Amen.
That's the problem. Let's look at where the real blame was, because this is God giving Moses the story. So we're not going to say, God, you don't know what you're talking about.
Mm.
Moses is writing this down. So we're not going to tell the true living God, look, you don't know what you're talking about. No, that's not how that's supposed to go. No, that's exactly how it went. Continue.
Verse 25, "And it came to pass that in the morning, behold, it was Leah. And he said to Laban, what is this thou hast done unto me? Did not I serve with thee for Rachel? Wherefore then hast thou beguiled me? And Laban said, it must not be so done in our country to give the younger before the firstborn."
So the first thing we found out is that that's their country.
That's
so
right.
We can't judge them the things that's going on in their country. Mm-hmm. And the United States have a bad habit of teaching us to do that. You know, they can't go to school. Man, you see these Muslim women graduating with PhDs and everything else. So stop lying. The same places you're saying that they can't go to school, hey, they coming here and they getting in and they going back home. Mm-hmm. So you can miss that. That's a lie. You know, they teaching the world, you know what, see, they want them to be just as corrupt as their daughters. They don't want them to be better than their daughters. And the truth is, in more cases than not, they have higher morals and standards than the daughters of the West.
What? Who?
The daughters of Ishmael. The daughters of the East, we should say. They believe in those things that belong to God.
And as they come to the West and be
corrupted.
Corrupted, thank you, because I have some friends that have
been corrupted. I know, like you said, they've been westernized. That's your word.
Yes.
They've been westernized. And yes. Then you look at that, you see they didn't forgot all their ways.
Yes.
And even not just the people that saw the East, but Asians and Hamites, mm-hmm. and, you know, even Europeans that grew up in old Europe and they had morals and things like that, and they came here and got corrupted.
That's right.
And they forgot their ways.
I'm glad you said that.
So, no, man, he said it must not be done so in our country. So we can't judge that world. Not from here, because that ain't our address.
Amen.
It's like somebody trying to tell you what to do in your house. You know, we ain't going to have nobody telling us what to do in our house. So why are we going to tell somebody what to do in their country?
Amen.
Same conversation. Just a different look, but it's the same conversation. Your home is the United States of America. Now, what you do there, that's your business. What we do here, that's our business.
Amen.
Continue.
That was first. Genesis 29.
Yeah, you in 27. 29:27.
Amen. Verse 27 reads, fulfill her week, and we will give thee also the service which thou shalt serve with me yet 7 other years. And Jacob did so and fulfilled her week, and he gave him Rachel, his daughter, to wife also. And Laban gave to Rachel, his daughter, Bilhah, his handmaid, to be her maid. And he went in also unto Rachel, and he loved also Rachel more than Leah, and served with him yet 7 other years. And when the Lord saw that Leah was hated, he opened her womb, but Rachel was barren. And Leah conceived and bare a son, and she called his name Reuben, for she said, surely the Lord have looked upon my affliction. Now, therefore, my husband will love me.
So here it is. Now, here come the prophecy. Now, they starting to prophesy over the children. You know, we got to be careful the things that we speak in the air over our children. Amen. And so now God is saying, notice I didn't say kid, because kids are goats, and goats are for sacrifices. Don't use that term. They children. And you don't see the Bible ever call children kids. That's another Western term. Mm. Anyway, she said this. She said, Leah conceived and bare a son and called his name Reuben. For she said, surely the Lord has looked upon my affliction. Therefore, my husband will love me. Go to Isaiah 54 and verse 5. What did she say? What did she prophesy? Isaiah 54 and 5. When you receive it, read.
Amen. Isaiah 54 and 5 reads, for thy maker is thy husband.
What?
For thy maker is thy husband.
Continue.
The Lord of hosts is his name.
He said, therefore, the Lord of hosts will love me. Continue.
For thy maker is thy husband, and the Lord of hosts is his name, and the Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, the God of the whole earth, shall he be called.
Continue.
Verse 6, for the Lord hath called thee as a woman, forsaken and grieved in spirit, and a wife of youth, when thou wast refused, saith thy God.
There it is. Okay. You see that?
Yes, sir.
Do you see it? So this conversation went way past us. This conversation, when she spoke volumes.
Amen.
And God repeated her. See, you know, we want to talk about Leah and Rachel and Sarah, but God quoted them.
Amen.
Let's look at this a little further. Go to Exodus chapter 3 and verse 7. Right? Because she said, my afflictions, right?
Amen.
He said, for God is your husband. He's the husband of the people of Israel. Look what she said.
Amen.
3 and 7, when you receive it, read.
Amen. Exodus 3 and 7 reads.
Yes, ma'am.
And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people.
Which what?
And the Lord said.
He said, but she said, the Lord has seen my affliction. And he said, and I have seen your affliction. Continue.
And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people, which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrow.
You don't think Leah was crying?
Amen.
You don't think Leah was feeling? Because the book says she was tenderhearted.
Amen.
She was sensitive. The book said that. You don't think she had tears in her eyes when she was going through this thing?
Mm.
Ain't that what he said in Isaiah?
Amen.
He said, a woman that's grieved in spirit. Read on.
Amen.
Start
that verse 7. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people, which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. And I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, okay, and to bring them up out of that land unto a good land and a large, and into a land flowing with milk and honey, and to the place of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites.
Amen. So that's good. So we see that the God of Israel had, she prophesied this conversation. Her conversation is going through time. You know why? Because he see our affliction too.
Amen.
He see it too. He see the wickedness of this world bearing down on us. We just been slaves so long, we can't take it. I mean, it's like a norm to us, but you know who, when it really looked bad, when white people start feeling it and they start screaming out, we're like, so now you know how this feel. Police brutality, the system stealing from you, all in your marriages, taking your homes, incarcerating you unjustly, and they starting to see these things. You know, it's just that it's manifold on us because this is in our world. It's theirs. And it's a food chain to keep us incarcerated because it gives them jobs. That's another conversation. But now they picking up on this. They starting to see that, wait a minute, there isn't no difference between white and black. The difference is between the rich and the poor.
Amen.
That's the difference. It was no such thing as white until the 16th century when the United States wrote a law, white people this, white people that, black, the Negro this and the Negro that. Then that white person that was working in the same field with you felt like they was a little bit better. That's what you get now. You working next to a guy that think he's better than you, and he making the same amount of money, but because he's white, so to say, he's been told that he's better in the law. A little black history for you. What are we? That's good. Let's go into Genesis chapter 29-33, right?
Mm-hmm.
Read on. Genesis 29-33, when you receive a read.
29-33?
Yes, ma'am. Let's see what else Leah said.
Genesis
29-33 reads. We need to pick it up, Epi.
Okay, baby. And she conceived again and bare a son and said, because the Lord hath heard that I was hated, he hath therefore given me this son also.
So the Lord heard that I was hated, right? Go to Psalms 106 and 10. 106 and 10 and read that verse, please.
Amen. Psalms
106 and verse 10.
Psalms 106 and 10 reads, and he saved them from the hand of him that hated them and redeemed them from the hand of the enemy.
See that? He said, and the Lord had heard that I was hated.
Mm-hmm.
And the God of Israel said, and he saved us from the hand of him that hated us. See that?
And he saved them from the hand of him that hated them.
Same conversation is coming down through the food chain, even to the 21st century. It's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep breathing. I mean, you may not like it because it's going to get a lot worse. But in the end game, if you get to survive and watch this thing take place, it's going to be something to behold.
Amen.
Let's look at this a little further. Let's go back to Genesis chapter 24 and verse 31. Genesis 24 and 31, and when you receive a read, Genesis 29, 34, forgive me.
Let's see, 29.
And 34.
Genesis chapter 29 and verse 34 reads, and she conceived again,
Leah,
and bare a son, and said, now this time will my husband be joined unto me, because I have borne him three sons. Therefore was his name called Levi.
Levi is the third son. Amen. Let's look at that. Let's see what Levi did. He said, now will my husband be joined to me because I have borne him three sons, right? Let's look at that. Go to Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 19. Hebrews 9 and 19, when you receive it, read.
Amen. Hebrews
9. And 19.
Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 19 reads, for when Moses had spoken every precept, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
To all the people according to the law, he took the blood of the calves and of the goats with water and scarlet wool and hyssop and sprinkled both the book and all the people, saying, this is the blood of the testament which God hath and joined unto you.
What did she just say he did? Is Moses not a Levite?
Amen.
Is he not out of the third son of Levi?
Amen.
He said, this is the blood of the testament which God hath enjoined unto you. That's what Leah said. Now God hath enjoined, my husband has enjoined him unto me.
Amen.
Let's go back to Genesis chapter 29 and 35. Genesis 29, 35. When you receive it, read.
Amen. Genesis chapter 29 and verse 35 reads, and she conceived again and bare a son, and she said, now will I praise the Lord. Therefore she called his name Judah.
Now, here comes Judah. He said, but she said, now will I praise the Lord.
Amen.
And she called his name Judah. So Leah named all of them. Jacob didn't name them. Leah did. Amen. So go to Genesis chapter 49. Genesis 49 and verse 8.
49 and verse 8 reads, and God called the firmament.
Genesis 49 and verse 8.
Wait a minute. I did this and I did this. And I'm going to say, Judah, thou art he whom thy brethren shall praise.
There it is. You hear that? There it is again. There go her conversation again. She said, now will I praise the Lord. And then here comes Jacob blessing Judah saying, thou art whom thy brethren shall praise. And that's true.
Okay.
Through Judah came the anointed. Christ.
That's
Jesus.
Okay. Amen.
So she spoke this to Jesus.
Amen.
She spoke, that's her grandmama. That's his grandmama. And we want to call her ugly. That's the God of Israel, great grandmama. And we want to say she ugly. We want to say that about his mama. You will slap the living snot out of somebody who said that about your mama. But we're going to say that about his and then justify it. Go justify it. That's scary. That's horrifying. And here it is. I'm trying to tell y'all, please don't do that.
Amen.
Don't say that. And people sick.
Amen.
And they feel like they need to justify why they do. Okay. You've been served. You can say all you want about her. Don't say you didn't get it from me. And don't say you didn't hear the correction. Mm-hmm. You will not say that, not before God and Christ. Hey, Father, she's talking about my mama. And then next thing you know, they're going to be crying the blues. Oh, pray for me. Oh, pray. Tee-hee. You know. Hey, you should have had a heart. Yeah, I said it.
Heart of flesh.
Amen. Yeah. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go back to Genesis and let's pick it up at verse 30. Right? Genesis 30 and 1. Right? Now, Rachel is now about to start coming into this conversation. Because remember now, he said, wisdom and understanding. But then when you read that Proverbs chapter 8, the conversation start becoming one. It start becoming one conversation. 30 and 1, when you receive it, read.
Amen. Genesis 30 and 1 reads, and when Rachel saw that she bare Jacob no children, Rachel envied her sister. And she said unto Jacob, give me children or else I die.
Be careful what you speak in existence. Don't speak those things over your work, over your children, over you, over your education, your home, your door, your shower, your sink, your refrigerator, your car. Man, this car, man, all it do is just break down and you be sitting on the side of the road all the time and just be like, I need a new car. No, Jack, you need to shut up. And here you got a brand new ride. It keep breaking down. And here this dude coming past. His whip is all, you know, whipped. He's still motoring. Thank you, God. I ain't on the bus. Careful what's coming out of your mouth, because this here cost this woman. She should have never said this one. Read on. We're going to pick it up later. Go ahead. Read on.
Amen. So
let's
stop there.
Two. Read verse two.
Amen. Genesis 30 and 2 reads, and Jacob's anger was kindled against Rachel, and he said, am I in God's stead? Who hath withheld from thee the fruit of the womb?
Mm-hmm.
And she said, behold, my maid Bilhah, go in unto her, and she shall bear upon my knees, that I may also have children by her.
Continue.
And she gave him to Bilhah, her handmaid, to wife.
Wait a minute. This is God talking.
Right.
So if God said this, then she became his wife. Leave that alone. I don't care who your teacher is. Who your daddy is, who your mama is, we can't have no say in this conversation. They the matriarchs and the patriarchs. Stop it.
Amen.
Stop it. Just be observatory, because you find yourself speaking against the things that God is doing, because he said of his goodwill and of his pleasure.
Amen.
We can be speaking against them things. Continue.
Okay. Verse 5. And Bilhah conceived and bare Jacob a son. And Rachel said, God hath judged me, and hath also heard my voice, and hath given me a son. Therefore called she his name Dan.
Amen. Okay. So now she said, God did what?
God hath judged me.
So God judged the right. And gave her a son, and she called him Dan, right?
Amen.
So let's see if she's understanding. Let's see if she's wisdom. Let's see, do her voice go through time? Let's look at that. Go to Judges chapter 13, and let's pick it up at 24. Judges 13 and 24. When you receive it, read.
Hold on, it just froze. Judges 13 and verse 24.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. And the woman bare a son, and called his name Samson. And the child grew, and the Lord blessed him. And the Spirit of the Lord began to move him at times in the camp of Dan. Okay. 25 says, and the Spirit of the Lord began to move him at times in the camp of Dan between Zorah and Estaol.
This is Rachel's grandson.
Okay.
She spoke, she prayed for him.
Amen.
She said, God has judged me. Right? Amen. That was the first thing that came out of her mouth, mm-hmm. right? So now, skip. Go to Judges chapter 15 and verse 20. And 20. And when you receive it, read. Let's pick it up a little bit.
I am, baby. Hold on. It's, they, you know they're blocking me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm posting the scriptures, and then it's going slow. Judges 15 and 20.
Yes, ma'am.
Judges 15 and 20. Amen. And he judged Israel in the days of the Philistines 20 years.
So he, she said, God had judged me.
Amen.
And he did what? He judged Israel in the days of the Philistines. Mm. Samson, that's her first child, a Danite. She prayed for Samson, Jack. Remember, she couldn't have no children. So I can just see her. I want to be like super healthy, super strong God with great hair. And, you know, and I want to be beautiful. And I want to be really smart, right? And then I want him to be a judge, right? And Samson was all them things. All we look at is Samson like we think he was some big dude like Shaq. No, he wasn't. He couldn't have been. He couldn't have been a big dude like Shaq. You know why? The Philistines wouldn't have felt like they can whoop him.
Amen.
The Philistines were them tall people. They felt like they can get him. Wait a minute. Look at this dude. How you going to be hollering at us like you going to be doing with us, right? And he got them. He had to have been an average height dude, but he was the business. He had hands.
Amen.
He had hands, and he whooped, what, 1,000 of them dudes? Giants, Samson, Rachel's grandson. While we laughing at them, talking about them, this is her children. Where your children at? That's the question. We can't be doing that. Let's look at this a little further. So she said, God judged me, right?
Amen.
Okay, so we see Samson ended up a judge, right? Okay, so we do have a kind of, we see this thing kind of running along here. Go to Genesis chapter 30, and let's pick it up at verse 7. Genesis 30 and verse 7. And let's see what else, because Bilhah have another child.
Mm-hmm.
And let's look at that conversation. 30 and 7, and read to verse 8. And when you receive it, read.
So that is Genesis 30 and 7?
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Genesis chapter 30 and verse 7 reads, and Bilhah, Rachel's maid, conceived again, and bare Jacob a second son. And Rachel said, with great wrestlings have I wrestled with my sister, and I have prevailed. And she called his name Naphtali.
And she have prevailed. And she called his name Naphtali. It's hard for me not to think about my man, Jack. He was one of the most innovative brains I ever met.
Mm-hmm.
This dude was already talking about the Illuminati before there was anything called a YouTube, Google, Jeeves, internet.
Amen.
He was already there. He said, I just can't teach it because a lot of these, you know, this, they ain't ready for it. And the minute he stopped, he tried to. He had lessons called the Tale of the Serpent and stuff. He tried to get into it. And when he went deep, he got shut down. We in a position to shut down anybody in the gospel.
Amen.
And they did. They set him down. And from that, broke his heart. He never recovered.
Right.
broke his heart. And yeah, I'm real salty about that. All because of their lack of understanding. But I rode with that man. We took many road trips, and he shared a lot of secrets, a lot of things that he couldn't teach over the podium. And the minute he did, just like my brother Griff, got shut down. Like, where in the Bible did any minister, I just want to say this, where in the Bible from Genesis to Revelations, any priest shut down another priest? Yes, I'll wait. I will wait on that one. Genesis to Revelations.
Amen.
I will put money on it, but that's too cheap. But I wouldn't bet your life on it. I bet you that. Because you're not going to find it. And yet, those things are being done in the name of the Lord, and he didn't say we could do that. Mm-hmm. He said you can check them. He said you should have dealt with these dudes. They bogus, right? Mm-hmm. You can't be shutting them down. Not, especially not after what they teaching. Just because you ain't get it, that's between you and God. Grow up. Or maybe it just ain't for you. But no, man, that broke me. That hurt. That one there hurt. That was a doozy. Anyway, she called his name Naphtali, right?
Amen.
Let's look at that. He said, let's go into Genesis chapter 32 and 22. He said, with great wrestling have I prevailed, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, Genesis 32 and 22. And when you receive it, read. Genesis chapter 32 and verse 22. That's in the Old Testament.
Genesis 32 and verse 22 reads, and he rose up that night. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And took his two wives and his two women servants and his 11 sons and passed over the ford Jabbok. And he took them and sent them over the brook and sent over that he had. And Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him.
So Jacob wrestled with an angel, man. So there go her conversation. So Leah, Rachel, is a prophetess too.
Amen.
She is a prophetess, man. She spoke this. She saw this coming.
Okay.
Let's look at this a little further. Now, you know what? Read on, because I like to point something out. Look, get some little black history with that, right? Skip down to verse 30 and continue.
Genesis 32 and 30.
Look, this is some black history for you, right? Read on.
Amen. Genesis 32 and 30 reads, and Jacob called the name of the place Peniel. And
Peniel. Ain't that where you be having your dreams at? Uh-oh.
The pineal gland.
Your pineal gland.
Okay.
So that's where they got this word from. Okay. Remember now, he was sleeping. He wrestled with an angel. Mm-hmm. But that's not my black history fact. That's my science fact.
Amen.
Read on.
For I have seen God face to face.
Uh-huh.
And my life is preserved.
Uh-huh.
He said, I have seen God the face to face in my life. Okay. Another.
Continue.
And as he passed over Peniel, the sun arose upon him, and he halted upon his thigh.
So Jacob had a limp. He had a limp, right? You could take an Asian, a European,
mm-hmm.
a
so-called African-American and an African and an Arab. And you can all put them in the same jogging suit with their hood over their head and let them walk down the street and say, now, which one is the black man? You know what? He going to be like this. You going to have that lamp. See, I know. It's there. He got that skip. He got that lamp. It's there.
Amen.
It's a natural thing. It's almost just natural, you know, that we all got that limp. It's natural. Like I said, you could take an Arab, a European, an Asian dude, and so-called Afro-American, which would be someone like myself, so-called, I said, and then you could take a real African, which would be of the children of Ham, and you could put us all in the same suit, cover our heads up, and have us walk down the middle of the road, and you could point out which one is the so-called African-American. You know why? Because his step is going to have a limp in it.
Amen. Amen.
That's a little black history fact. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into, let's go back to Genesis chapter 30. Amen. And let's pick it up at verse 9. Genesis 30 and verse 9.
Amen.
When you receive it, read.
Amen. Genesis 30 and verse 9 reads. And for you may remind them, they're supposed to everything to God. Genesis 30 and 9 reads, when Leah saw that she had left barren, she took Zilpah, her maid, and gave her Jacob to wife.
Amen.
But Zilpah, Leah's maid, bare Jacob a son. And Leah said, a troop cometh, and she called his name Asher.
So Leah said, a troop coming, right? What is this troop? Go to Amos chapter 9 and 6.
Amen.
Amos 9 and 6. Here come the troop.
Amos 9 and 6.
Will you receive a read?
Yes, sir. Amos 9 and 6 reads, is it he that buildeth his stories in the heaven and hath founded his troop in the earth?
What?
Is it he that buildeth his stories in the heaven and hath founded his troop in the earth?
Come on.
He that calleth for the waters of the sea and poureth them out upon the face of the earth, the Lord is his name.
So he quoted Leah.
Okay.
Let's look at this a little further. Let's go back to Genesis chapter 30 and verse 12. Genesis 30 and verse 12.
Mm-hmm.
And when you receive it, read.
Amen. Genesis 30 and verse 12 reads, and Zilpah, Leah's maid, bare Jacob a second son. And Leah said, happy am I, for the daughters will call me blessed. And she called his name Asher.
Continue. Okay, that's good.
Okay.
So Asher means happy. She said, they're going to call me what? Happy am I, for the daughters will call me what? Blessed. Let's go to Luke chapter 41. Luke 1 and 46. Forgive me. Luke 1 and 46. Let's see how far Leah conversation goes here. It runs all the way to Luke chapter 1 and 46.
Mm-hmm.
When you receive a read.
Luke
1
and
then
you said verse
46.
46. 46, verse 1 down. Luke 1 and 46 reads, and Mary said, my soul doeth magnify the Lord, And my spirit hath rejoiced in God, my Savior, for he hath regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed.
There it is.
Okay.
There it is. She said almost the exact same thing.
Okay.
Because she said, because he regarded the lowest state of his handmaid.
Mm-hmm.
Remember now, Leah was heartbroken. She was tender-eyed. That's why he called her tender-eyed. She sought him out with tears. You see, well, Rachel was like, give me a son.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and Jacob was like, you better ask God, because he's the one that's in control of that one. So her conversation went right through the gene pool, and it landed right there on Mary.
Mm-hmm.
Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into, let's go back to Genesis chapter 30 and 17, right? This Genesis 30 and 17, and when you receive it, read.
Genesis 30 and 17?
Yes, ma'am.
Amen.
Genesis 30 and 17, when you receive it, read.
Genesis chapter 30 and verse 17 reads, and God hearkened unto Leah, and she conceived and bare Jacob the fifth son.
Uh-huh.
And Leah said, God hath given me my heir, because I have given Forgive me. Verse 18, Genesis 30 and 18, and Leah said, God hath given me my hire, because I have given my maiden to my husband, and she called his name Issachar.
Okay. All right, God giving me my hire, right?
Yes, sir.
So that means the children of Israel is going to have work to do, right? Let's look at that. They're going to work for God.
Amen.
God has given me my hire. Israel is going to work for God.
Mm-hmm.
Let's look at that. Go to Matthew chapter 20 and verse 1.
Matthew chapter 20 and verse 1 reads, for the kingdom of heaven is likened to a man that is an householder.
Yes.
Okay. Which,
this is Jesus talking. Read on.
Which went out early in the morning to hire laborers.
I could read this whole story and it'd be all about what Leah said. He hired who? Laborers.
Mm-hmm.
To do what? Read on.
Verse 2, and when he had agreed with the laborers for a penny a day, he sent them into his vineyard.
There it is. He sent them into his vineyard to go to work.
Amen.
I can read Isaiah 5, and I could have finished this verse here. And it goes on. That's Leah's conversation. She said, God has given me my hire. Boom. You're going to be a kingdom of priests. Boom. You're going to work for me.
Mm.
You're going to teach the world how to get saved.
Amen.
Boom. That came from her. Look at this a little further. Go to Genesis chapter 30 and 19, right?
Amen.
Genesis 30 and 19. When you receive it, read.
Genesis chapter 30 and verse 19 reads, and Leah conceived again and bare Jacob the sixth son. And Leah has said, God hath endued me with a good dowry.
Dowry. Uh-huh.
Now will my husband dwell with me.
He gonna do what? We found out the husband is God.
Amen.
So she said, now with my husband, we found out that the wife really is the Lord's wife. Remember that when we first started this here conversation, it started out first the Lord's wife. And now we hear all these women is talking through her, through time. Continue.
Genesis 30:20 reads, and Leah said, God hath endued me with a good dowry. Now will my husband dwell with me, because I have borne him 6 sons. And she called his name Zebulon.
Okay, now go to Exodus 25 and verse 8.
Exodus
25 and 8.
Yes, sir.
When you receive it, read.
Exodus
25
and verse
8.
Reads, and let them make me a sanctuary that I may dwell among them.
What?
And let them make me a sanctuary.
The God of Israel said, let them make a sanctuary that I may dwell among them.
Amen.
Let them make a sanctuary that I may dwell among my wife. Ain't that what he just said? Ain't that what she said? Because this is him talking about dwelling with his wife. So she spoke that. She said, my children is going to work for God.
Right.
We're going to be married to God. Leah spoke this, and we're going to be married to God, and he's going to dwell with us. She spoke that.
Amen.
And he's going to have an army.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Let's go back to Genesis chapter 30, and let's pick it up at 21.
We're done with 8, right?
Genesis chapter 30 and verse 21, and let's look at this a little further.
Amen. Genesis 30 and 21 reads, and afterwards she bare a daughter and called her name Dinah.
So Jacob got a daughter out of this. Now, let's look at this conversation. Go to Genesis chapter 27, right? Go to Genesis 27. First, we got to find out what she represents. Let's see, 27 and no. Let's see. Wait a minute, I think that's 37. Yeah, Genesis 37. Amen. So Genesis 37. And let's pick it up at verse 9.
Genesis 27.
Now, the brothers, they mad at him because Joseph got these gifts God pouring out, right, on them. They got gifts, too, but they got the gift of interpretation. He's getting the prophecy from God, and he's giving us the gift of interpretation of the prophecy he's giving us. So the brothers are prophets, and they salty at him because God is showing them things. Read on.
Genesis 27 and verse 9 reads, go now to the flock and fetch me from thence to.
Genesis 37
and
verse 9.
Okay, 37,
please.
Yes, sir. Genesis 37 and verse 9. And he dreamed yet another dream, and told it his brethren, and said, behold, I have dreamed a dream more. And behold, the sun and the moon and the 11 stars made obedience.
So there go the sun, there go the moon and the 11 stars. So we see the 11 stars represent the sons of Israel because he represent 12, right? And the sun represent his father and the moon represent his mother.
Amen.
So Dana represent a moon, Jack, because she's a woman. She represents the moon. Why? Because the moon moves in cycles. So it could be full or it could be absent. But for 7 days, that first week, she got issues. It's really fluctuating. Continue.
Verse 10. And he told it to his father and to his brethren, and his father rebuked him and said unto him, what is this dream that thou hast dreamed? Shall I and thy mother?
I, the son, your mother Leah, because Rachel is dead. She died here. So he said, your mother, because She couldn't be bowing down to him. So he called Leah his mother too. All of them was his mother. So however that life worked there, it worked. It don't work here in the States. They'd rather see you married to another man, or a man married to another man, or a woman married to another woman. But that worked there. It worked there. It worked in Arabia. It works in Asia. It worked in Africa. It don't work here. It's a tough dig here. Read on.
Genesis 37 and 10 reads, and he told it to his father and to his brethren, and his father rebuked him and said unto him, what is this dream that thou hast dreamed? Shall I and thy mother and thy brethren indeed come to bow down ourselves to thee, to the earth? And his brethren envied him, but his father observed
things. So his father had the gift of interpretation too.
Yeah.
He was a prophet. He can see those things that belong to God. You see that? But wait a minute. We're talking about Dana. But Dana represents the moon, right? Leah had a daughter. Her name is Dana. It was written in the law. He had his daughter is named Dana. Let's look at her story. Let's go right into Revelations chapter, because she represents the moon, right?
Amen.
Go to Revelations chapter 6 and verse 12. Revelation 6 and 12, when you receive it, read.
Revelation chapter 6 and verse 12 reads, and I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth and of hair, and the moon became as blood.
There it is. The moon became as what?
As blood.
What is that woman's cycle? Exactly. Every fourth year, you got a 13th moon. There she go. Every fourth year, you got a 13th moon. It just pops up. Don't ask me how. When we do the calendars, she pops up. Boom. There she is. Why? Why is it every four? Because she represents being in the creation on the fourth day. He created the sun and the moon on the fourth day. So every 4 years, she appears. She's written in the heavens. She's the 13th child of Jacob. Let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 32. Deuteronomy 32. And verse 8.
Deuteronomy 32 and verse 8 reads, when the Most High divided to the nations their inheritance, when he separated the sons of Adam, he set the bounds of the people according to the number of the children of Israel.
According to the number of the 12 tribes? No, it didn't say that. It said according to the number of the children of Israel. He had 13 children. She represent the moon. She represent the fourth day in the creation that she appears. Are we listening? Or are we too busy speedballing? Are we too busy judging? Well, we should be observing. Let's go back to Genesis chapter 30. And let's pick it up at verse 22.
Genesis chapter 30 and verse 22 reads, and God remembered Rachel, and God hearkened to her.
This is her first child. I mean, physically. Continue.
And God remembered Rachel, and God hearkened to her and opened her womb. And she conceived and bare a son and said, God had taken away my reproach. And she called his name Joseph and said, the Lord shall add to me another son.
Wait a minute. When Jacob blessed Joseph, he gave Joseph a double portion. He also gave him Levi's portion, because Levi's portion is to God. She said, the Lord shall add to me another son, correct?
Amen.
Let's go to Genesis chapter 35 and 16. When you receive it, read.
Genesis 35.
Yes, ma'am. In verse 16.
Amen.
When you receive it, read.
Genesis chapter 35 and verse 16 reads, and they journeyed from Bethel, and there was but a little way to come to Ephrath. And Rachel travailed, and she had hard labor. And it came to pass when she was in hard labor that the midwife said unto her, fear not, thou shalt have this son also.
How did she know? How did she know she was going to have a son? Continue.
Amen. And 18 reads, and it came to pass as her soul was in departing, for she died.
Remember now, she said, give me a son, lest I what?
Die.
She spoke that into existence. She was a prophetess. She had the power of life and death in her mouth. And she spoke this into her being. And she did die. That's why I said, be careful of the things that we speak in out of our mouths. Continue.
Amen. Verse 18 again. And it came to pass, as her soul was in departing, for she died, that she called his name Benoni, but his father called him Benjamin. And Rachel died and was buried in the way to Ephrath, which is Bethlehem. And Jacob set a pillar upon
her. That's good. So she died in Bethlehem. That's where Jesus was born. And that's the prophecy. Where's Rachel's children? Remember now, Herod went ham on Rachel's children in Bethlehem. He was killing all her babies. Let's pay attention to these things.
Amen.
Okay, let's go to Genesis 49 and verse 28. So he buried her in Bethlehem, right?
Amen.
Okay, so let's look at, now we're finna close this out, because he's going to have to put Leah in the ground, right, along with Rachel, but they're going to get buried in two different areas. And Jacob is going to choose to rest the beast in one of these two places the rest of all eternity until the King of Kings come back for the resurrection. So he chose who? Leah or Rachel? Let's see. 49:29, when you receive it, read.
Okay, Genesis 49 and 29.
Yes, ma'am.
Genesis 49 and verse 29 reads, and he charged them and said unto them, I am to be gathered into my people. Bury me with my fathers in the cave that is in the field of Ephron the Hittite, in the cave that is in the field of Machpelah, which is before Mamre, in the land of Canaan, which Abraham bought with the field of Ephron the Hittite, for possession of a burying place. There they buried Abraham and Sarah, his wife. There they buried Isaac and Rebekah, his wife. And there I buried Leah. The purchase of the field of the cave that is therein was from the children of Heth.
So Jacob chose to rest with Leah because he realized she was from God. Both of them was, but she is the virtuous woman. Not to say Rachel wasn't virtuous, but the law said that she excelled them. He said, many daughters have done virtuously, but she has excelled. That's her. So Jacob chose to lay with Rachel for all eternity. And here we are mocking Leah.
Mm-hmm.
Like we in a place to, from prison. From the slave state. You know, just because we got a funky crib or a car, we get to circulate. But every now and again, the true living God remind us of where we at.
Amen.
This is not our home. Our home is supposed to be filled with love. But here in this country, hatred is where the home is. So no, this ain't my home.
Amen.
My home ain't filled with hatred.
Amen.
I'm not receiving that. Read on.
Amen. Genesis 49 and 33 reads, and when Jacob had made an end of commanding his sons, he gathered up his feet into the bed and yielded up the goat and was gathered unto his people.
Okay, go to Revelation chapter 21. So we see all, so we've seen their works. We heard their conversation. But now, how far did their conversation go? Leah and Rachel's, right? Because they're coming up in the first resurrection, whether you like it or not. We could talk all this nonsense about them, but they're coming up in the first resurrection. Revelations 20 and 1, when you receive it, read.
Revelation 20 and 1 reads, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men.
The tabernacle of God is with who?
Men.
With man. There it is. That's what she said. My husband is going to dwell with me. I saw Jerusalem, which is a feminine name, come down from God out of heaven. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Skip down to verse 9.
Revelation 21 and 9.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Revelation 20 and 9 reads,
yes, ma'am.
And there came unto me one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues, and talked to me, saying, come hither, I will show thee the bride and the Lamb's wife.
Continue.
And he carried me away in the spirit to a great high mountain, and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God.
Come on.
Having the glory of God, and her light was like unto a stone, most precious, even like a jasper stone.
This thing is the most beautiful thing we will ever behold, God willing we live.
Amen.
Continue.
Amen. Verse 12. And had a wall great and high, and had 12 gates, and at the gates 12 angels, and names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel.
Who named the 12 gates? Leah and Rachel.
Amen.
So it was women that put names on that gate. So we can sit up here, we put our mouth on Leah, we can be in trouble because she named six of those gates. Six of them. And then Rachel named the other six. Jacob named one because he changed Benjamin's name from Benoni because it meant my sons in my sorrow because she was dying. But he changed that they named the gates of Jerusalem. I mean, we ain't got, I mean, hey, let's talk about Solomon, let's talk about David and all that. We've got plenty of conversation for them, but we need not to leave these sisters out of this conversation.
Amen.
Because we can see their conversation run in some deep waters. They run really deep. So, let me read this. Go to Proverbs chapter 8 and 1, right? And let's revisit that.
Amen. Proverbs 8 and 1.
Yes, ma'am.
Proverbs chapter 8 and verse 1 reads, "Doeth not wisdom cry and understanding put forth her voice? She standeth in the top of high places, by the way in the places of the path. She cries at the gates, at the entry of the city, at the coming in at the doors. Unto you, O men, I call, and my voice is to the sons of men. O ye simple, understand wisdom, and ye fools, be ye of an understanding heart."
Now we know what gates she's standing at. The gates of New Jerusalem.
Amen.
They were named by Leah and Rachel. Let's not miss that memo ever again. And let's not ever talk about that Leah, who is a matriarch, who Jacob said, "I'm going to lay with her until the coming of the Lord." Amen. She's going to be buried with my father.
Amen.
She's buried with Abraham.
Amen.
Better be careful with that one. Hey, somebody talk about she butt ugly, man. I don't think so. No, the scripts don't say that. We can't add to that. And like I said, hey, she might look like you when you come out. You know what I mean?
Amen.
One thing I do know, that she and my wife probably could wear the same size shoe.
Okay.
Let's look at that. Let's go into, keep reading, Proverbs chapter verse 5, continue.
Proverbs 8 and verse 5 reads, "O ye simple, understand wisdom, and ye fools, be ye of an understanding heart."
Uh-huh.
Verse 6, "Hear, for I will speak of excellent things, and the opening of my lips shall be right things."
Amen. Skip down to 15.
Verse 15 states, "By me kings reign and princes decree justice."
There go all our kings. She said, "By me kings reign." There they are. Leah and Rachel, Rebecca and Sarah, and Eve. All of them is this conversation. Continue.
16. "And by me, princes rule and nobles, even all the judges of the earth. I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me."
Skip down at verse 22.
22. "The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way, before his work of old."
Uh-huh.
"I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning, or ever the earth was."
So they are predestinated for the work of God, of his good pleasure. Let's not ever speak against them again, ever. I don't care what we think. We better all be slapping ourselves around versus putting our mouths on them. Amen. Skip down to 34 and continue. Look what else he said.
Proverbs 8 and 34 reads, "Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gate."
Ain't that the truth? We waiting on New Jerusalem. Come on.
"Watching daily at my gate, waiting at the post of my door."
Come on.
"For whoso findeth me, findeth life, and shall obtain favor of the Lord.
Come on.
But he that sinneth against me wrongly or wrongeth, let me see.
Read that again.
Okay, Jesus, forgive me. But he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul.
Look, we talk about Abraham, Sarah, Isaac, Rebecca, Jacob, Leah, Rachel, Bilhah, Zilpah. We are wronging our own souls. We let the heathens do that. Don't ever do that again. Ever. Read that last verse.
Proverbs 8:36 reads, but he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. All they that hate me loveth death.
If we could put our mouth on them, we love death. Stop it. Because you could be bringing death to your door. Because God said he loved them. They are beloved of him. Let me read this, okay? Let me read this and watch this. Surely the Lord had looked upon my affliction. Now therefore my husband will love me, because the Lord have heard that I was hated. Now this time will my husband be joined unto me. Now will I praise the Lord. God has judged me and have also heard my voice. With great wrestling have I wrestled with my sister, and I have prevailed. A truth cometh. Happy am I, for the daughters will call me blessed. God have given me my hire, because I have given my maidens to my husband. Who said that? That's why we got to be careful. See? Did we not hear that? You would have thought that would have been some kind of dude that would have said all that. No, that was them too. They spoke all these things in existence. If I don't add the verse there, if I don't add Leah and Rachel there and put their conversation there, Zilpha and Bilhah, if I don't put them there, you would have swore up and down that David would have said that, Solomon would have said that. One of the prophets had said that, maybe even Jesus Christ. One of the apostles would have said that. But no, that was the Leah and Rachel conversation right there. In fact, Rev, why don't you do your mama that favor? Why don't you read that for her? Right here, you ain't got it. That's edited. I made sure of that. Now read. Start here.
Okay, so it reads, surely the Lord hath looked upon my affliction. Now therefore my husband will love me, because the Lord hath heard that I was hated. Now this time will my husband be joined to me. Now will I praise the Lord. God hath judged me, and had also heard my voice. With great wrestling have I wrestled with my sister, and I have prevailed. A troop cometh, happy am I, for the daughters will call me blessed. God has given me my hire, because I have given my maiden to my husband. Amen.
So with all this being said, man, we're going to move on to the next thing. Our mother Miriam, you know, she got works. So God willing, we live, we're going to talk about her. We're going to talk about her tomorrow. So we got to start a little bit late this evening. But let's be back here at 8 o'clock tomorrow evening. Okay. Let's be back here at that hour. And let's talk about our mother Miriam. Let's bring her story out.
Amen.
You know, because she did some things, man. I mean, she popped off at Moses. She got checked and she was good after that, but she put in work. Oh, she put in work. So let's talk about her, right?
Amen.
Amen. So once again, we are in the study of women of the Bible, right? So with that being said, we want to thank everybody for their time, and we hope we edify someone.
Okay.
And as we say here at the Sounds of Living Waters, read your Bible.
Read
your Bible.
Sounds of the Living Waters Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Waters. Sounds of the Living Waters. Sounds of the Living Waters Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under his love, recovering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of a living water. Sounds of a living Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.